Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The gospel reading for June 29, 2022. The Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. It is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 19. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the nether world shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our gospel today, on the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. These two biblical figures, these two apostles, were seen as the pillar of the church, or pillars of the church. Peter led the church in the early days, and a saint even until today. He was the first pope, the first vicar of Christ on earth. And Paul, he was the one who preached the gospel relentlessly, especially in the world at the time, along the Mediterranean basin, which is reflected on all his letters. And he carried so profound knowledge, insight, theology, life and witness of Jesus. That's why they are considered really foundations of Christ's mystical body on earth. In the gospel today, the Lord would gradually lead them as he was, you know, from starting point in his public ministry, allowing them to experience, to see who really he was. But of course, it would be slow until Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit opened their hearts and minds to really know the truth. But in this gospel today, the Lord would ask them, who do people say that I am? Of course, they give a lot of answers. And then he would face them, how about you? Who do you say that I am? And Peter stood up and said, you are the Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus knew that this came not from his flesh and blood, but from his heavenly Father. But anyway, that would be enough for that moment. And then he gave them, or him, the power of the keys. He gave to Peter and to his successor and to this church the power of the keys. He said, you see, Peter, upon this rock, you are Peter. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Upon the apostles. The word Peter means rock in its original language in Hebrew. And the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is powerful. This is the handing down of authority, which is founded on love, on faith and hope. What the Lord handed to Peter and his disciples and his successors is the power of the key. Very symbolic of the kingdom. Very symbolic of the church that will go on and on until the end of time, so that not even the gates of hell shall prevail against it. Contrary to so many assertions, the Lord did not give a book to his disciples, to his church. The Lord did not give a compilation of books. He did not actually give them a Bible. The Bible came 280 years or so later when the church tried to compile it and see the inspired writings and then put them into a book which we now call a Bible. This is the authority that he gave to the church. And by his power, by the power of the risen Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit that has been in the church, present, felt until today, and on until the end of time. Which is why this church that Christ founded is really assured of authority. It is assured of his presence. The hands, the heart unto which the keys, the power of the keys were entrusted, is filled with human frailty, just like the church is. The body of the assembly of human beings with all their weakness and sins. It might be that. Actually, it is. But the assurance of the keys makes the church, the apostles, and their successors quite steadfast and to bringing humanity into the path of salvation. into the kingdom of God. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.